My talk is how the financial crisis is sort of impacting agriculture and the agricultural lending institutions.
What are you hearing about that? What has the impact been on rural America?
The impact it's very wide. Some of it in terms of a lot of the traditional agricultural banks, there's not been a lot of direct impact. They haven't been involved in these kind of lending. But yet, a big portion of ag, production ag, is financed by large institutions, insurance companies, and so forth, that have had a little more stress in this industry.
Has the farmland areas, have the rural areas been protected, so to speak, because they're not as much speculative based as maybe, you know, buying houses and trying to flip them in maybe more urban areas?
Well, that's a good question. We're now sort of the indirect effects of the financial crisis, now that it affected commodity prices. Now land prices are starting to soften a little bit in various areas, especially the recreational land. Marginal land seems to be a little more cautious, and even some of the prime land is either flattening or it's certainly off the highs from the summer.
Is there any fix that you can see on the immediate horizon that maybe we need to start addressing to make sure it doesn't become more of a crisis and we end up losing more farms because of a credit crisis?
Well, I think the credit crisis, there's funds available for agriculture right now. It's a matter of will the margins be such that people are willing to lend. I'm not sure it's a direct effect that there won't be money because of the financial crisis. There may not be money available because of people's lenders' caution because profit margins are much lower.
Yeah, and I guess because we also are talking about commodities, they can fluctuate so much up and down. I guess it would be the same as any speculative venture that you might have on the stock market.
That's right. But getting back to your earlier question in terms of what we see with land prices and the speculative band, I heard you ask the previous guest about do we see some changes in sort of the land, development land. Since there isn't as much in development now, some of that land isn't turning over as fast, and the high demand and high costs associated with that land, we're already seeing some of that now due to the housing, the lack of new housing development.